USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Chicago, Illinois Mayor Lori Lightfoot said Sunday evening that the city had not reached an agreement with the Chicago Teachers Union in an effort to get 70,000 kids back in school, but insisted the teachers get back to the classrooms.
Who do not report to work, and I hate to even go there, but we're going to have to take action.
Chicago Teachers Union President Jesse Sharkey on Fox News says they remain at an impasse.
We're continuing to bargain. There's a handful of really difficult issues that remain. I think if they get creative and are willing to make compromises, this is something that can be solved. But, you know, we're not seeing the compromises at the table that we would need.
Chicago is the nation's third largest school district. Myanmar's military seized power on Monday in a coup against the democratically elected government and detained leaders. The army said it had carried out the detentions in response to election fraud, handing power to its military chief, imposing a state of emergency for 1 year. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A nor'easter snowstorm has hit the Northeast on Monday. The New York City area, along with parts of New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and New York State, have issued a state of emergency and are asking residents to avoid traveling if possible. Former President Trump hired two new lawyers to head its defense team for his impeachment trial set to begin next week. Lawyers David Schoen and Bruce Castor will head the defense effort. Both attorneys issued statements through Trump's office saying they were honored to take the job. Trump is expected to file a response to the impeachment charges on Tuesday. This week, 16-year-old Kirk Pringle and 18-year-old Jasmine Wright have co-authored a peer review in the paper for the Astronomical Journal describing the discovery of four new exoplanets about 200 light-years away from Earth. The high schoolers participated in the research through the Student Research Mentoring Program at the Center for Astrophysics. It is highly unusual for high schoolers to be co-authors on journal papers. Thank you for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A knighted British veteran that gained viral fame by raising money for his country's coronavirus fight needs help from the virus. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
A 100-year-old British veteran who went viral for raising millions for National Health Service charities is now fighting the coronavirus himself. According to his daughter, Captain Sir Tom Moore was admitted to a hospital after needing assistance breathing. He tested positive for COVID-19 last week. Moore became known around the world for walking 100 laps of his backyard before his 100th birthday, hoping to raise £1,000 for charity. After his story went viral, nearly £33 million were raised for the NHS. The Army veteran was knighted in July. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
In Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals re-signed pitcher Adam Wainwright with a one-year contract. Adam wants fans to know that taking St. Louis hockey stars Jordan Binnington's job is not on his mind.
No, he's safe. And I think that was the biggest concern from a lot of Cardinal fans that received that message. They wrote in and said, hey, we love you. We're glad you're back, but you cannot have number 50. That's safe.
Adam on MajorLeagueBaseball.com.
You know what? I was blessed to know that there was quite a few teams that thought I could help their roster out. So, but I'm glad to be back with St. Louis. It's a situation I've always loved being a part of. And it was fun today. My wife was talking about all the restaurants she wanted to go to down when we're in Jupiter, Florida, all the places that we know so well. So it'll be good being back home again.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.